The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, Minot just blew by Aberdeen. 75 degrees in beautiful Minot right now. 72 in Bismarck. 73 Williston. Dickinson, 72. 68 Garrison. Hettinger, 73. Bowman, 73. Jamestown, 72. Devil's Lake, 72. Grand Forks, 69. Fargo, 71. Aberdeen, oh, I lied. Aberdeen, 79 degrees. Aberdeen's like this hot spot that's just on fire right now. But Minot, you're close. You're getting up there. Anyway, it's going to be a hot one today, a beauty. That's how the temp's looking. Beautiful summer day in August. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hannon. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to talk with the owner, one of the owners of the Sonic restaurants that are opening in North Dakota. One in Minot, been going for about a year, I think. And soon in Fargo, having a heck of a time hiring employees. We're going to walk a mile in the shoes of a restaurant owner today on the program, talk a little bit about that. And also, in the meantime, find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Pete Hannibal, we held over from last hour, who's the Director of Public Policy for one of our fine sponsors, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, which you can find out more about at ndfb.org. And Jay and Bismarck had called with a rather... a number of questions for you, Pete. Before you answer his question, I'm going to see if he had some time to answer mine, because you weren't as concerned as I think I am, and I think a lot of people are, Jay, about, you know, what the future holds for the makeup of the North Dakota Industrial Commission. Right now, after that debate over special places, I don't know that I could say I could predict how the Industrial Commission with the current makeup of three Republicans would vote. You sound pretty confident that it wouldn't be a problem in the future, but how do we know who will be on the Industrial Commission 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 12 years from now? This is 25 years with the 5% of North Dakota's oil extraction tax taken away for these groups. So let's start with my question, if you don't mind answering, then I'll let Pete answer yours.
We can't know what the future holds, who will be on that commission, but that will be the voters of North Dakota will decide that. And I guess I have faith in the voters of North Dakota that they make good choices. I identify myself as a conservative, and I support the current makeup. And I trust going forward that North Dakotans will continue to make good choices in their elected representatives.
All right, but I have a big problem with a blank check, and this is a blank check, no matter who's there.
We have 95. You're saying 5% is just way too much money. We just can't make it on the other 95% to support our infrastructure needs, our police, our schools. I get irritated with the fear tactic that's used to try to tell voters, oh, we can't possibly support a state-run CRP program.
Let's start there, Jay, because I think I've been fair in giving you a lot of time, and I appreciate the fact that you're in a different position. That's why I've given you as much time as I have, because quite honestly, we've asked the proponents of this to come on repeatedly, and they say no. That speaks volumes to me.
I have a problem with that. I think they should spell out their position as well.
Yeah, they won't come on. And so I'm automatically suspicious. So I appreciate people that have a different viewpoint. But PD gave you a lot to respond to there.
Sure.
Let's start with the state-run CRP program. Is that what they're proposing in your view?
I don't see it as that at all. I think that it's a lot more than that. I think it is an opportunity for these folks to have to take what is now private land that is often open to the public, that that farmers allow hunters to come on and hunt and do those kinds of things. And I believe that these are going to be places that will be taken off of the list of places to hunt. And I don't think that it's accurate for us to portray this as, if it is sold, that it will be open to the public. I'm a hunter. I'm a trapper. My sons and I hunt and trap. I belong to at least four conservation groups. I was trying to think of all of them in my head. One that deals with ducks, two that deal with birds, one that deal with horned animals. And I, cannot support this because I understand what it's going to mean to us long term as a hunter in the state. And I also want to point out that the coalition is not just, Farm Bureau. It's Farm Bureau, it's Farmers Union, it's the corn growers, the soybean folks, the soil and water conservation districts. There are a lot of folks who have an interest in rural life that are against this because they understand what it will mean to land values, what it will mean to land access, what it will mean to the tax rates in places. And for all those reasons, it's just such a bad idea to throw money at a group that is not accountable and a group that just says, trust us, we'll spend it the right way.
Anything you want to say in response to that, Jay, before we let you go?
Well, I'm a supporter of more recreational opportunities for North Dakotans, North Dakota youth. And I think that there's got to be a way we can, this bounty, some of it can be apportioned to creating more opportunities for North Dakotans. And the current trend that appears to be a long-term trend is opportunities are being restricted. They're going away. The end user of this money, it seems to me, is the farmer, the willing farmer who has marginal property. Ag isn't always going to be as good as it is now, and I'm not opposed to our farmers having another potential revenue source if they want to set aside some marginal property.
Well, there's another area where I think we disagree, Jay, and I appreciate the dialogue. We'll keep it going, but I don't want taxpayer dollars used to go around and artificially, change the value of land. I mean, what about his point, Pete, that a farmer got a marginal piece of land? I like the idea there's a pot of money that could be used to buy that.
I appreciate his perspective on recreational opportunities we wouldn't oppose that. The idea that we are artificially raising land values and that it's not necessarily willing sellers. If these groups buy the right section of land, cut the right tile, they flood everybody upstream from that, and they have a habit of doing that in other states, and I can list several examples. It's not just the initial sale that is the problem. It's the downward spiral that we get into with this kind of stuff, and that's why it becomes such a bad mess before we could even get control of it. We're talking about giving people the ability to do this for 25 years without much accountability. And so I think it's a leap of faith to call it a CRP program because that's not what it is.
And by the way, we're going to continue on this. And I want both sides. We, in fact, reached out to the opposition, the Ducks Unlimited folks, because they were part of a debate that the Greater North Dakota Chamber held that we were broadcasting from at the Radisson last week. And said, well, you're doing a debate there for a room full of 300 people. Why not do it for the largest radio audience in the Northern Plains? And they did say, well, we'll get back to you. So that's the first hint that we maybe would have them on. So right now, know that the opposition has refused repeated requests to come on and talk about this. That speaks volumes to me. And that's why I am firmly in the camp of these folks from North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation right now, that this is a land grab and a money grab, and you ought to watch your wallet. Jay, call again. Appreciate the update. And, Pete, thanks for staying on a little extra to answer Jay's question for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Pete Hannibut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Let's get back to the discussion on anything on your mind, including Missouri as well as the sandbar debate that we started last hour. I'm going to play you something from a fellow that was on Meet the Press on Sunday with Andrea Mitchell. And this goes to where our focus ought to be when it comes to concerns of race. Listen to this clip. This guy, what's the guy's name again? Jason Riley, is that his name? He's on the Wall Street editorial board. He's written a board, an African-American conservative. Made some very good points. See if you agree or disagree with this. Roll it, Chris.
I don't want to litigate in the press that the officer used excessive force. I think he should be prosecuted. But at the same time, let's not pretend that our morgues and cemeteries are full of young black men because cops are shooting them. The reality is that it's because other black people are shooting them. And we need to talk about black criminality. Blacks are only 13% of the population, but they're 50% of homicide victims in this country, and 90% of those victims are killed by other black people.
And
we need to talk about that.
We certainly saw that the blacks were the victims of the looting as well.
At the same time, the same weekend that this went down in Ferguson, we had 26 shootings in Chicago. But Al Sharpton didn't head to Chicago. He headed to St. Louis because he has an entirely different agenda, which is
actually there in a piece.
By the way, did you hear all the people just climbing on this guy? Andrea Mitchell's head was ready to pop. Because this guy's making a point that I think we all ought to make about where's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton? Well, there's no money in it for them in going to Chicago and pointing out the obvious. They've got the eyes of all these cameras. What did you tell me earlier, Corey, about the middle of the night when you turned on Fox News Channel? How many reporters versus protesters they were on the streets?
Yeah, it was just weird to me because I think me and my friend had been thinking this the whole time that wow, there's so much media there. There's almost more media there than people. And Fox was I've been flipping through all the channels, and Fox was the first one that Shepard Smith was on there, and he finally owned up to it 2-3 in the morning. He's like, you know what, we got to step back and realize that. There's 2-1 reporters out here. And then they looked around a little bit more, and he said, you know what? It might be 3-1.
So maybe it wasn't such a bad thing. They're arresting reporters that are stirring the pot here. And
I think it was intentional.
Yeah, and not...
I think it might have been intentional to get the reporters involved.
That's the voice of Corey Wickham, who is our ace producer here today, running the controls in Todd Mitchell's absence. Thank you, Corey. Very good point. See if others agree. 800-228-0550. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hour brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. My bad. I told Chris to play that call that came in during the break, and I didn't get a chance to let it play without yapping my lips. So anyway, go ahead and roll it, Chris. Let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Roll it.
Good morning, guys. My two cents on this is simple. The media is fueling this. This is a feeding frenzy for them. Nothing could be greater right now than the morning after or what happened the night before. You take the cameras out of there, you remove the bulk of the media frenzy out of this, and all of a sudden, you know what? Those the small group of people that are causing the majority of the trouble, they're not going to get the attention anymore, and I'd be willing to bet you that much of this will calm down and naturally subside. It's attention-seeking by a few individuals to stir the pot, and I have to think that the media is a large part of the blame in all this, and that's my two cents.
It's good two cents. Appreciate the call very much. My question is, how much are we to blame? Because I'll guarantee you the ratings are up with this stuff. Right? So they're going to say, well, people are watching it. But they're definitely stirring the pot. I'm with you completely on that. No question about it. Bill in Williston listening on KTGO. What's on your mind, Bill?
Yeah, I just think that, like the guy from whatever the Wall Street was, or with Andrea Mitchell, you know, you don't hear much about the fact that the majority of the people that are protesting are not even the local people. The local people are all for law and order and peace. But you've got the Black Panthers in there, and actually another group from Chicago, the Soldiers or something, that are in there protesting. And what are they doing about what's going on in Chicago? Like, Chicago is, like, incredible, the amount of violence and death and whatever. Why are they in Ferguson protesting one death of one Black guy from a white cop when you've got 20 and 30 murders in a weekend going on? And why aren't you working on solving that problem? To me, it's because it doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative is we have to have conflict so that we can further our point of view of dissension and mistrust and causing unrest.
Good points, Bill. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Troy in Williston, another Williston caller, listening on 550 KFAR. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, well, like your last guy just said, it's basically all a distraction to keep us from focusing on the real thing. Well, like he was talking about with the Chicago. They take one little thing and turn it into a big thing. Here's something I'd like to ask, including your station there. Why hasn't there been hardly any coverage? There was hardly any coverage of the Bundy Ranch thing in Nevada. We had 1,000 armed citizens face down 200 federal agents. That's in the first time in the history of this country since the revolution, have we had 1,000 armed citizens facing down the government. This was just a couple months ago in 80 miles north of Las Vegas, Nevada.
There was an example now where I believe Fox News Channel did a pretty good job covering that, but a lot of the other media ignored it.
They barely covered it, too. Yeah, Fox barely covered it.
We did have a number of guests on. I remember at least a couple of days where the programs where we talked about it here, but it certainly didn't get the media attention that it deserved, Troy. That's for sure.
Yeah. 1,000 armed citizens facing down 200 feds, and it only gets a couple of days coverage?
Good point. I have not had a chance during any of the breaks to check more into the sandbar thing with the Game and Fish folks in North Dakota or the county. I'm going to track that and try and get you some answers. We're going to be in Watford City tomorrow, and so if not tomorrow, certainly soon, we'll get you some answers on that. Todd in Tioga, is he still there? He wanted to weigh in on the sandbar situation, too. Is Todd gone? Let's go to David in Barnes County. You're next. And Todd, we lost if you meant to weigh in on that topic because we had some other folks that wanted to visit a little bit about the sandbar situation and about when decisions are made to close them. And latest information we have there now is it was closed because of the abuse by a group of folks who had too large of equipment in there that were actually wrecking it. So that's what we know about that particular situation if you're still wondering where the answers are from those calls in the last hour. David, Barnes County, you're up listening on AM 1100 The Flag. What's on your mind, David?
Well, a few decades ago, I was a cop in Minnesota. And about 2:30 in the morning, a suspicious vehicle arrived in town, and I stopped it. To make a long story short, he was going to take a swing at me and found himself looking down the barrel of a gun. And I told him that he either behaved himself or he was a dead man. He decided to behave himself.
Well, you know, and I don't know. We don't know. I mean, that's part of what I was saying. Okay, his hands were up. Why wouldn't you just, you know, give him? But on the other hand, now if he was lunging, if we have all the other information we have, I mean, I think this young man owns some of what happened. Sadly, without
that's
question, and walk a mile in their shoes. That's a tough one. Christy, east of Williston, listening on KTGO. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hello, I live over actually in Bozeman, Montana, and several years ago, we had some land that was open to hunting and fishing, and the Fish and Game traded it to Ted Turner. And we all knew that that would be the end of the open hunting and fishing, and by God, it was. So we lost all that in what was supposedly a great deal for the state of Montana.
Sounds like you're saying buyer beware, North Dakota, on this Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, Christy.
I sure am, especially if it's an open checkbook. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And people have been fooled over and over and over again. I just think it's wise of us to keep our eyes open and pay attention. We just can't turn it over to somebody else and go, la-ti-da, they're taking care of it for us.
Yeah, and, you know, the other caller on this said, oh, that's a, you know, they're only taking 5%. 5% is $4.8 billion over 25 years. And look, we've got a lot of needs, you know, and plus, it's out of state, folks, right? I mean, if this was North Dakotans saying, hey, we want to take a small percentage and we want to do exactly this with it. We won't buy land, but we are going to do A, B, and C so that there are more wildlife opportunities, more out. Who wouldn't be for that? But this isn't North Dakotans. What this is, in my mind, you probably know this already, living so close to North Dakota, Christy, there in Bozeman.
Well, I grew up over here. I was actually born in Williston, and my family's from Ray.
But we're not a
history here.
We're not a secret anymore. And so what the rest of the country sees is the giant dollar signs of what's happening in North Dakota. So this is a way for Ducks Unlimited to fund all kinds of stuff on the backs of taxpayers. And, you know, look, I think DU ought to go raise all the money they can, but not from taxpayers.
Thank you.
Not from taxpayers.
Thanks for listening to me. I got to go. There's a guy here I need to talk with.
You go talk to him. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate the call. Here's a call that came in off the air on the on that topic, too. Go ahead and roll that, Chris. Going to roll that, Chris?
Isn't very good, but on this conservation, clean water and conservation deal, if a person were to pay $1,000 an acre for this land, they'd be able to buy about 130 townships a year.
Well, good point. Do the math. That's all I'm asking. Just do the math. And again, we want all sides of this on, but they've been tough to pin down. What does that tell you? All right, we're going to walk a mile in the shoes of a restaurant owner when we come back. Tough getting help. What's going on? We'll talk about that when we continue on. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake. Lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Before the top of the hour on what is going to be a beautiful day. A beautiful day. I only wish I was in Minot. Because if I was in Minot right now, I would be at the Sonic getting one of those giant 44-ounce cherry diet limeades. One of my favorite drinks on the planet Earth. And Abe Sakic, who is part of the ownership group of the Sonic restaurants in North Dakota, joined us to tell us about the challenges of being in that business these days and trying to hire good folks. Hey, Abe, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Great. I'm doing well. Thanks. It's a beautiful day, as you said, in Fargo, North Dakota. I am actually in Fargo, and I agree with you. I wish I was in some place that Sonic could give me one of those, you know, large cherry limeades, as you said. That's my favorite, just like yours. It's great. Things are going good, Scott. We are actually... and when we started doing our hiring about a week ago or a week in, or 10 days ago, we felt that, you know, it was a little tough. But I got to give you some good news. We have hired 85 great people so far.
That's pretty amazing. And how many people does it take to run a restaurant, Abe?
You know, a restaurant like a Sonic, we usually around 80, 85. But initially, because of the, you know, the chaos that goes on, sometimes we lose and some of our team members the first couple of weeks. So we usually want to start about 100. And then, you know, with our turnover, the way it works, we stabilize about 80 people to run one of these little small units.
Okay. And, what do you have to pay them now? What kind of wage and benefit package are you having to use to attract help?
You know, Scott, landscape has changed in North Dakota in general, but, you know, I never thought Fargo be that tough. But Fargo is, you know, the average rate of pay has, you know, increased in Fargo just like everywhere else. But like in western North Dakota, as you know, that is just hiked to highest level I have ever seen in my end, you know, business of restaurants. You know, I go back to 30, 35 years in this, and I really have not seen the landscape this way. It's just high, you know, the average rate of pay has gone up, which is good. That means good. Our employees are doing well. You know, and when you take care of that employee and they stay with you, that's when everybody wins. So hoping that we have skills to do that. I think that's number one goal.
let's talk a little bit about not only recruiting the right person, but then retaining them, because there's all kinds of opportunities there. First of all, compare, you opened, how long ago did you open the Sonic restaurant in Minot? Has that been a year yet?
Yeah, actually, we had our anniversary on July 22nd, a couple weeks ago, Scott.
Got it. Okay, so that's been about a year, and now you're opening in a couple of weeks in Fargo. Are the labor markets between Minot and Fargo vastly different?
You know, it's getting about the same right now. I thought it was different because of my experience in Fargo, Moorhead, that oil, you know, we fought that oil, workers and employees to the oil fields for higher amounts at one time, a few years ago when this thing started. But North Dakota was, like Western North Dakota was hit first, and we never experienced that in Fargo, but you can see the spill now. You can see how that labor market, even in Fargo, is going to get to be about the same as Western North Dakota.
And Abe has a rich history of running restaurants in North Dakota. He and I first met up in Grand Forks when I was there years ago at the Ground Round, and then started, of course, the Applebee's restaurant chains that have flourished all throughout the region, and now Village Inns and Sonic, plus your restaurant in Minot, right?
Yeah, we have another restaurant called Badlands. I think you've been there.
I have been to Badlands. I was up there for a tournament or something, and my wife and I had a fabulous steak at Badlands. So
great, thank you. Thank
great
you.
Spot. So here's my question. So Minot and Fargo, you're paying somebody to work the drive-in or the hops or work at your restaurant a lot more than they would in Oklahoma City, for instance, where they're founded. Do you have to charge that much more for a burger? Are you then, in a difficult market position? I mean, just talk about the ripple effects of hiring, what it takes to pay somebody, and then what that means for the prices on the menu, Abe.
Well, you know, the prices on the menu, you know how it is. You can't, I mean, people, you don't want to give a sticker shock to people. That's you can't go. And then Sonic, in general, Scott, Sonic has a limitation. We can't just take a price increase because of the oil boom here. I think what we're realizing is that our restaurant units, each restaurant is doing more than average Sonic sales. Average Sonic, again, don't quote me on this, but it's about, $1.2 million a year in sales. You know, the North Dakota Sonics, they do at least twice that, or if not more.
So you make it up in volume.
They make it up in volume, and there's a menu a little bit different, but you can, it's limited. We can't change the prices all of a sudden, add, let's say, 20 cents to an item. Sonic won't let us.
That's a pretty extraordinary story when you talk about, if it's just rough numbers, the average is $1.2 million at a Sonic, and you put one up in North Dakota and you do $2.4 million. I mean, that just tells you.
Or more, maybe. We don't want to talk about numbers, but we did, I mean, we did way more than that in Minot. So.
Unbelievable. I'd like to own a share of that because I've had a lot of those cherry limeades. And the burgers aren't bad. It's a great product, but I mean, I'm in the radio business, as you know, Abe, right?
Yeah.
But Sonic's one of those fun brands. I would think if I'm, and I mean nothing against McDonald's. McDonald's has done something very well over the years. But my friend John Marshall owns the Burger King franchise, the fellow Grand Forks resident for a lot of years. There's good, successful restaurant chains that have been there a long time. But if I'm at Burger King and I'm a little bored, I might want to go to a new brand like a Sonic. What do you lure me over? Do you pay a little bit more? Is there different benefits? Is it hours, flexibility? How do you get the staff that you need then to open up the... In the case of Fargo, the Sonic there, and keep the one cranking in Minot.
It's a competitive arena. However, like McDonald's, as you said, they got like 9-10 locations in Fargo. And so, people, again, not, I don't want to slam anybody, but people have had enough to have share of that McDonald's, and it's just one of those things. And a new brand like Sonic that's been advertised for years and people see it and they say, how come we don't have one here? So, I think it's going to be unique to the market. As a matter of fact, we think Sonic could, be a multi-unit here in Fargo someday. But initially, because of the fun, because of that car hopping, we call it car hopping, which is on roller skates, and all that adds up to be a little bit of Sonic experience rather than just fast food, Scott.
Okay, so you sold me, right? You sold me on the Sonic brand, and I'm thinking about it now. And I come to work for you, and I do a good job. I show up every day. I got a good work ethic. What do I start at with a rate of pay and a benefits package? And what is my potential? What am I possibly doing 2, 3, 4 years down the road for you?
Well, our growth path, or what we have planned, at least we don't know what's happening tomorrow, but usually we plan 3, 4, 5 years, and in our 3-year plan we think we're going to have 5, 6 of these restaurants in North Dakota rather than just the 2. So the opportunity for them to get into the next level of food industry business there is upside there, as well as it's just a little different atmosphere. It's a little different and funner place. And then we started, and we have actually, when we came to Fargo, we found it pretty difficult to get the traffic of employees coming in, at least to apply. So we went out there and we told the folks in the community, hey, we will match your current salary. If you show us what you're making, if you tell us what you're making, we'll match that or beat it. Because we don't want to be the first one in the, in mind in Fargo and not have something that these guys can say, you know what, I'm happy. I can go to work and make $12 an hour. We starting people, some people start at, $12, $13 an hour for us right now. And the food industry, if you remember, back in Grand Forks, Scott, when you and I remember, what we did back then, it was very low. It was like $4 back then per hour. So it's definitely changed.
Pretty amazing, pretty amazing. And despite the challenges, I mean, you hear people say, my gosh, I saw a flyer the other day for the Taco John's in Watford City that were advertising $16 to $20 per hour. At a Taco John's, think of that, in Watford City, North Dakota is a prime example. But the point is, with some good ingenuity, with some elbow grease, roll the sleeves up, you can get it done, you can get the staff you need, even though it's challenging, it sounds like. Hey.
Absolutely. Again, at the end of the day, you have to be the employer of the choice. You got to be someone that takes care of that employee for years and years. And if you remember some of my people that, were in my team for 20 years, or 20, 30 years, they were all with me since they were first job, 16, 17 years old. That's what people want. These kids want someone to lead them to that next level in our industry. And our industry, we got to work on that. We got to work on creating that, Scott.
We have a call that wants to get a question in. Jim in Watford City, what's on your mind for Abe Sakic from Sonic Restaurants? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. See, some time ago they said in the papers here that we were going to get a Sonic in Watford City. Is that the plans? Are we still going to get one? I haven't heard anything for quite some time, and I'll take my answer off here.
Oh, great question. I think that's a great question. I drove through Watford City, and I could not believe my eyes. I just could not believe it. And I hadn't been to Watford City for a couple of years, or 3 years, And you're right. Watford City has just—it's a huge stage. Before old time, I used to go through, and you saw Watford City, but you never felt it. But I felt it this time.
No, it's amazing. It is. We're headed there tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Is there a Sonic in Watford City's future? Quickly, Abe.
Well, I don't know if it's anytime quick, but yes, it is in our plan for, Watford City, all those little towns along that whole North
perfect,
Dakota.
Perfect, perfect. There you got your answer, Jim, and I'm ready to go to work for Sonic. Abe, thanks for an update. Appreciate it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Well, and before the top of the hour, is that not great news or what? You know, I mean, that's fantastic. When you think about Sonic Restaurant, you know, they open one up, they about know what it's going to do, and it doubles it. And it sounded to me like he was even saying and hinting it might be doing more than double it. That just says there's enormous amount of opportunity. Are there challenges? Of course. Are there growing pains? Of course. Is everything perfect? Far from it. But boy, I wouldn't want to be anybody else, would you? I wouldn't want to be anybody else than us. I love those stories. I really do. Anyway, appreciate Abe joining us. And by the way, he did tell us that if you are interested, we have a number call saying, hey, where do I apply? If they're going to match my salary, I'll go there. They're actually taking applications on-site at their Fargo store. And you also can stop by their Minot the Sonic as well. Or you can go online to rzaweb.com. R like Robert, Z like Zebra, A like Albert, web.com. as in World Wide Web, rzaweb.com, or stop by on-site. In Fargo, they're taking applications on-site right now. I was actually out there yesterday, so it's pretty cool. Hey, let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers before we get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. The North Dakota Farm Bureau helps us do that. Sue farms up by Shields, has swine flu on her mind and the state fair. Sue, tell us more.
The discovery of swine flu at the North Dakota State Fair is alarming because of the media coverage it received and the people's perception of it. It's important for people to remember that properly cooked pork carries no threat of flu transference to humans. In fact, it is possible for swine to contract different strains of flu from their human handlers. It's very important to vaccinate hogs against all diseases, provide a clean and well-ventilated living space, and practice good personal hygiene before and after handling hogs. It's imperative that the public and hog producers alike use common sense when dealing with events like this.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Sue. And by the way, to find out more what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, you can go to ndfb.org. ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. And when you go to ndfb.org, do me a favor and check out the membership benefits. Very clear tab there. Great savings on buying your next vehicle. On hotel accommodations, on Sears purchases, Aflac. I mean, I could just go down the list here. And also, if you go under the events tab, check out that trip to New York City in December. Boy, would I like to go on that. There's nothing like Manhattan at Christmas time. Check it out. NDFB.org. We appreciate their sponsorship very much. Here on What's On Your Mind, Bill and Bismarck. You're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Bill?
I just wanted to make a few comments. On the extracurricular activities on the just all-terrain vehicles. My parents lived just south of Misty Waters, yes, before the floods and after the floods. The extracurricular activities, I know that the neighbors are more involved. It wasn't just game and fish, but people were just pissed off, pardon my language, but they were ticked off about just about the vehicles going up and down the river. I mean, it's a peaceful neighborhood. Yes, they live down in the upper class, I would suppose, but hearing them until 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, that's what it got started with. That's why it got pushed down and pushed down and pushed down farther south. I think that's the major issue. I think the city has done well with, like, skateboarding or whatever. They made the park for the skateboarders. They can do the same for all-terrain vehicles. To switch over onto another band, the Brown issue down in Ferguson, Missouri, people have to understand that multimedia and everything that we have now that we didn't have back then, except for conference lines to, like, have parties, it's the same thing. It's media, yes, but it's also everybody banding together to try and make things the way they see it. And everybody has to understand we live in a nation that is growing and getting stronger. And, yes, it's the United States, but you know what? Rome falls, and we have to stick together. I'll take the comments off the air from anybody that wants to call. I'm just visiting home with my family. But Rome always falls, and we got to stick together, and we got to make it work out. And the one thing I do have to say about the Brown situation is their family's being cool, and they're trying to find a way.
Good points.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, before you go, Bill, where are you visiting from?
Portland, Oregon. So a lot of North Dakotans are going to say liberal, but it's just my point. It's everybody's got to stick together, and we'll go through this. We always do.
And you like visiting home these days? Well, why do you live in Portland when you have North Dakota roots, given everything going on in North Dakota these days?
I still have my family here, man, and I like it when I get to go home and I can see family and enjoy, and his parents and his grandparents can all be together. I love the state. I love being here. I just have better opportunities other places. And I can comment on the Sonic. It'd be great if Sonic could put ice skating rinks for the wintertime.
I love it. I love it. All right. Here's a comment on Bill Ayers that came in. Roll that quick, Chris, if you would.
Morning, Scott. I wanted to bring to your attention Bill Ayers, a friend of Obama. He's a 60s domestic terrorist turned college professor. He co-wrote a 60s document called You Don't Have to Be a Weatherman to Know Which Way the Wind Blows. It's about a worldwide workers' revolution, Marxist, of course. Read the document. A useful tool is a race war. Now look again at Ferguson, Missouri, the border, the killing off of jobs throughout the country through bad policy. It's a little scary. Take a look. Have a good day.
All right. Well, there's two different perspectives from the last two callers. Appreciate that very much. We're in Watford City tomorrow. Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be taking questions from the audience live and your calls on the air. Stop by the new Senex in Watford City. We'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow. First day of school on Thursday. I'm going back to school Thursday, Corey. It's going to happen. And Friday in Kenmare. This is What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.